Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, September 4th, 2023. I'm Sarah Lane. Honor's foldable Magic V2 smartphone got a lot of attention at IFA 2023 last week. The company says it plans to launch the device in global markets in Q1 of 2024. No official word on price yet, although Honor CEO George Zhao said that the original V was a good price reference. That phone went for $1,725 when it launched back in March. The V2 has a Snapdragon 8 Gen 2 processor, a 5,000 milliamp battery with 66 watts, wired charging, no wireless support, but it does have stylus support, and reduced display crease. When former Twitter company X updated its privacy policy last week, Bloomberg noticed some new wording saying that the company would collect biometric data as well as users' job and education history. Stack Diaries' Alex Ivanovs also noted in another section of the updated policy, X says it plans to use the information it collects and other publicly available information to help train its machine learning and AI models. Ivanovs points out that ex-owner Elon Musk has already said he wants to enter the AI market with another company, xAI, and that xAI would use public tweets to train its AI models. Musk said in a tweet that X would collect, quote, just public data, no DMs or anything private. Magic Leap announced the end of its version 1 AR headset, ceasing to function after December 1st, 2024. You can't even buy a Magic Leap 1 anymore, but the company says it will be supported through the cutoff date. Support includes outages that impact core functionality, troubleshooting with customer care, cloud services, and valid warranties. Magic Leap 1 launched in mid-2018. It was powered by a tethered, waist-mounted compute pack and included a single-tracked controller with hand-tracking support that came afterwards. A report filed by the San Francisco Fire Department details an incident on August 14th where it says two crews, driverless taxis, blocked an ambulance with a patient on board who later died at a hospital. The report details two cruise cars were stopped in the two right lanes of a four-lane, one-way street that delayed transport and medical care. Cruise, which is owned by General Motors, says it was not at fault and also shared footage with the New York Times in an effort to show one of the two vehicles had left the scene prior to the victim being loaded into the ambulance, and the other was stopped in the right lane until after the ambulance left, but other vehicles were able to pass by it on the right. Cruise also says a police officer spoke to one of its employees using remote assistance to help get the car out of the area. Sony announced the PlayStation Portal will launch on November 15th. The Portal will be able to stream at PlayStation 5 games over Wi-Fi. It also will set you back $200. Pre-orders are now open in the US, UK, France, and Belgium from Sony's official PlayStation Direct storefront. The company wrote on its blog that other retailers will offer pre-orders starting September 29th and will support customers in other regions like Canada and Japan. The Financial Times reports that some senior staff at YouTube are getting concerned that YouTube Shorts may be cannibalizing its core business. Shorts launched in 2021 and now has 2 billion users. It's quite popular, but sources say it's also drawing away audiences from longer videos, traditional videos on the YouTube platform, even though those longer videos produce more revenue for the company. Joseph Teasdale, who covers tech at Ender's Analysis, says the threat from short-form platform TikTok had YouTube, quote, pushing shorts in front of billions of users, even at the expense of ad revenue. It's a defensive move. Last week, Paris banned e-scooters following a referendum back in April where 90% of residents, at least the ones who voted, favored getting rid of the e-scooters. Tier, Dot, and Lime all previously operated in the city and had a combined 15,000 e-scooters on the roads. E-bike services in the city aren't affected. If you have a privately owned scooter, you're not affected either. Dot says it will rehome its 5,000 scooters to other markets with high demand. Belgium, Tel Aviv were mentioned. Tier says the majority of its scooters will go back to Germany or in Warsaw, Poland. And Lime will ship its scooters to Lille, London, Copenhagen, and certain cities in Germany. Finally, on Friday, Microsoft announced it will deprecate WordPad with a future Windows update. WordPad is a basic text editing application. It's also been part of the Windows operating system since Windows 95. That was 1995, but is no longer in active development. And unsurprisingly, Microsoft suggests maybe using the Word app as a replacement for WordPad users, or even Notepad if you don't need rich text support. WordPad became an optional Windows feature with Windows 10 Insider Build 19551 that was released in February of 2020. So this is not a huge surprise. And earlier this year, the Qbot malware operation abused a DLL hijacking flaw in the Windows 10 WordPad app. Though Microsoft didn't cite this as the reason, WordPad is being laid to rest. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.